Hey everyone, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell, brought to you by Reebok, the official outfitter of CrossFit and the CrossFit Games. I am Blair Morrison.
And I'm Ben Alderman, and today we're going to start to delve into the Open, the 2017 CrossFit Games Open, right? So we're going to be out at Wodapalooza in about 48 hours, and so we're going to be podcasting and interviewing a bunch of cool guests out there, but we want to make sure we touch on the Open since registration starts next week.
Yeah, and Wodapalooza has kind of turned into the kickoff event of the CrossFit year, kind of so to speak. And it's nice that the Open follows up registration right afterwards. That's, Wodapalooza ends up being the first time you get to see a lot of the big name athletes that you follow online that performed well at the previous year's games. And I don't know, just feel, being the fact that it's in January, first couple weeks of January, just feels like, okay, this is the kickoff event. So that got us thinking about, okay, what's coming up in 2017 for CrossFit, for the Open, for regionals, et cetera. And one thing that jumped right off the table is that Reebok has a new promotion this year where if you buy a pair of the Nano 7s, you get free registration at the Open.
Do you How cool is that, dude?
That's a brilliant idea.
I think that's really cool. I mean, it helps them sell shoes for sure.
Right.
Right. But it gets us, I mean, like doubly fired up for the Open. Right.
Well, yeah, and people are always complaining about having to pay $20 to join the Open, you know, if they're not competitive, right? And if there's one thing we know about CrossFitters and consumer culture in general is that everybody wants a pair of shoes. Everybody's buying the new pair of shoes. So, I mean, Reebok very smartly, very shrewdly decides to release the Nano early this year instead of waiting till, you know, spring. When they typically do it right before regionals, they go, okay, we're going to release it in January and we're going to pair it up with this free Open registration where they're going to get the jump on Nike. They're going to sell a lot of shoes and people are going to, you know, those people that are kind of resisting the Open, maybe like tired of just paying the $20 for, you know, they know they're not going to compete beyond it. They don't want to just participate anymore. Now it's like, okay, I'm going to buy the shoes anyways. So now I'm going to do the Open. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. Have you seen the price tag on the shoe? I haven't looked online or anything. And,
are you saying, is it $20 more than usual?
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of curious. Like, did they bump the price of the shoe to $170 or whatever?
You know, I haven't seen the price of it. We should look that up. Where's our research staff?
Research staff is on it, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet you it's the same. I mean, it's definitely a different shoe. I got a pair in the mail last week as part of like the seed package to kind of test them out and see how they're looking. And they're definitely a little bit narrower than the past versions of the Nano. Still a relatively wide toe box, but narrower than previous years. And the sole is very stiff. It feels, more like a, you know, a lifting biased shoe, like an indoor biased shoe as opposed to a running biased shoe.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. Well, I think most CrossFit athletes or, you know, patrons daily prefer the shoe they have to be better at lifting and rope climbing than, you know, a dual purpose running shoe.
Yeah, absolutely.
They like everybody, at least I see that when we have a running workout, people bring running shoes, you know, and that's okay. It's not, I think the original vision of a shoe that can do everything, it's kind of turned into a shoe that can do most things and like serviceable at everything.
Yeah, it's hard to have a shoe that literally does everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to run far, it's really nice to have a running shoe.
Yeah.
You know, not being basically a lifter that's flexible.
A flat shoe that's got little padding in it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So it looks here like the Reebok CrossFit Nano is $129.99 for the 7 and it's $129 for the 6.0. And then there are some discounted 6.0s now that there are the...
Now the 7s are out.
Now the 7's out. But
so they didn't jack the price up.
Nope, they kept it the same.
Okay.
So you're getting basically $20 off the Open or $20 off your shoe, whichever one.
Whichever way you look at it,
I like it. So in the Open this year, I'm kind of thinking, is it going to be different, you know, or is it going to be more of the same? And we kind of talked about that every year, right? We've broke down the Open 2 years now, and here's our third year breaking down the Open on Beyond the Barbell, and I feel like Castro's kind of gave us a couple of good opens, you know what I mean? Where there's been some, I don't know, some unseen surprises, you know? Do you kind of expect that again this year? Do you think that we'll be able to go down that path again? Or
I mean, my opinion was that last year was the most intriguing Open that we've had.
Sure.
I think he learned a lot from past years, like listening to feedback from, you know, the community and
people. Our podcast, probably our podcast mostly.
Follows our advice a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Right up until the very last workout, I thought everything was a hit. The fifth workout last year was kind of a little bit of anticlimax, but so maybe that will be different. Maybe
it was lackluster for sure, but it made up for it in pain.
Yeah. I mean, it was obviously still very hard and effective.
Yeah.
Let me
just say this real quick.
Yeah.
Cause I know Dave does listen to our show regularly on repeat until we get the next one out. Is Dave, if you're listening, if you're going to hit us with 16.5 is 17.5, just make 16.5 is 17.1 and let's just get it over with. Right. Week one.
Right.
Right. Let's just hit the repeat right out of the gate. And then let's just move on to something different. Are we okay with that?
No, you want the first one to be exciting. You got to mix it in the middle somewhere.
Oh, man.
Mix it in the middle.
All right,
like,
whatever.
17.3 is 16.3.
Right.
Bar muscle-ups and muscle snatches. That's my prediction. I think they're going to redo that one.
With ring muscle-ups.
Maybe with ring muscle-ups. There you go. But no, I think he is going to try to continue the momentum of being creative and coming up with new wrinkles. Like last year, they added in the distance of lunging. Right?
Right.
I think those types of things keep the Open interesting, right?
Yes.
I think he's going to continue that trend. There's obviously a wealth of areas to expand as far as creative programming within, you know, that's still within the sport of CrossFit. And I think he's going to continue to push that because he got so much great feedback last year from it.
Sure.
The excitement, everybody was talking about that does the Open. It was like, wow, this was different. I either hated it or it was hard for me to arrange my gym that way. It just got people talking, you know?
Do you think like another variation on the lunge is kind of something like when you see a 20-foot length like that, is that something you think you'd play with? Or do you think maybe you see something like a handstand walk or a burpee broad jump of some kind? Like,
I think all of those are in play.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's very easy to go from an overhead lunge to a front rack lunge to
L-sit walks.
Head spins.
Yeah. I mean, you got all that stuff.
But yeah, I think they tested out the distance thing to see how it was going to, play in order to expand on it. And I think handstand walking is very likely. If not this year, then next year.
I agree, man. I think that the handstand walk is something that they love handstand walks.
Love it.
I mean, regionals, games, everything. It's always there. And that distance, I feel like other than the griping about the distance, like the size and the spatial constraints, excuse me. I mean, I feel like that worked really well. I feel like there's a lot more people like whining, complaining about like the new handstand push-up standard, like with the hands, thumbs touching, right? Like, are you shrugging? Are you supposed to shrug? Arms up? You know what I mean? How are you supposed to be? You know, that had a little bit more criticism, I think, than the distance did on the lunge from last year. So I really like them bringing back the distance this year.
Yeah. And I expect he's going to throw in some things that haven't been done yet and just to test them out as well. Like, 2 years ago we saw the one rep max event as like a 1A,
yes.
one and 1A. And that totally kind of that flopped, right? Because people gamed it. The people like sat out the first workout and then just went for the max. And so like, okay, that idea didn't work. We're probably not going to see that come back again in that form.
Yeah.
At least, unless you'd have to, the way they would do that is at least have a 1 and 1A would be to have you buy into the second workout, like kind of have like the weights last year, the clean weight got heavier and heavier and heavier. And that's how you got to test your strength. That's what we're going to see. And that was a learned protocol by trial and error. We tried this one way, didn't work. Here's a better way to do it. The distance thing worked well. So I think they're going to continue doing that.
Yeah, the heavy workout this year, I'm really curious on how that's going to go. I mean, they did such a good job of mixing in.
That was such a hard workout.
It was a hard workout. I finished the workout and it was hard.
You finished it and you looked terrible.
I did. Were you here that day I finished it?
I was here that day.
Yeah.
I came in the middle.
Yeah, and I managed to finish that workout and I just wanted to die. So never lifted heavy weights quite like that. So maybe something like that, 10-8-6-4-2 like they did with the snatches at regionals. And then mixing in some sort of other movements in between, and you kind of have that same.
Yeah, I could see them doing that regional format where you have a two-minute window to complete a set number of lifts at a certain weight, and then you have to add weight. It'll be a little bit different because you got to expect that an individual doing the Open is not going to have 6 barbells preloaded that they can walk to. So you have to account for loading time and things like that. But that's a great way to test strength because A, it's very inclusive from the beginning, right? There is a conditioning or quote unquote fitness component to it. You don't just get to be strong. And I think that's something that's reoccurred since 2010, even at the games where Glassman programmed triple Helen into shoulder to overhead.
Yeah.
And the reason they did it was because, hey, I don't want you to just be strong. I want you to be strong when you're tired. And right. I think that's the type of strength that we're going to see continue forward.
Yeah. We've heard that mantra from HQ a lot, you know, strong when you're tired, but I don't think anybody's ever like laid claim to that style of testing and been like, yeah, I invented that. So that's the Beyond the Barbell method from here on out.
That what we did come up with that.
We came up with that. So if you're talking about testing strength within the confines of conditioning with the ascending, you know, weight and the reps descending.
Yeah. From here on out, refer to that as the Beyond the Barbell method.
Yeah. BTB for short.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
TM.
Yeah. TM. So five workouts. What have we been missing though in the last couple opens? You know, do you feel like there's a glaring hole that we're not testing?
I know, as a guy, man.
I mean, I kind of feel like you're the guy who, if there is somebody who's going to be able to see that, you're the guy who needs to be able to see it, right? You're the out of the box guy, even though you do most of your workouts in the box. But you know, that being said,
I would say, I mean, the only thing you can say that you're missing running, you could say that you're missing,
got that 20-foot lengths now.
Yeah, you could do shuttle drill.
10-minute AMRAP.
But this is not realistic. You know, for what the Open is built to do, I don't really think it can do much more as far as time domain. You can't go longer than 20 minutes.
Right. The uploading of videos.
You're not going to watch a video that's longer than that. Mm-mm. If anything, I think they're going to continue to make them shorter, you know, shorter videos.
As we get more people doing it, like an extra 50,000 people register like you multiply that by 20 minutes.
Yeah. And it seems like the consensus is, hey, it's not important for us to find the fittest individual in the Open.
Sure.
Right. It's just basically to pass prerequisites. Right?
Right.
Are you in the top 20 in your region? Like, are you good enough at this to go to the next set of tests? So even though we'd love every stage to be totally comprehensive and, you know, check all the boxes so that you have a very, clear, fair, balanced test, it's not what it is, you know? Usually you hear people gripe that the Open isn't heavy enough, that it favors too many of the lighter, you know, body weight.
I've never, ever said that. I don't know why you bring that up.
But that's just what it's designed to do. So I don't know. I mean, as far as movements, they put in the handstand push-up at the last 2 years. That's been a success. They added bar muscle-ups. Ring muscle-ups are on the table. Any sort of heavy Olympic lift is on the table. As far as things that they do at the later stages, and like in regionals and the games, you haven't seen any rope climbs in the Open. And that's a staple regional/games movement. So that's something that maybe could be added. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I remember 2 years ago there were no burpees, and then they fixed that last year by bringing burpees twice.
Yeah. So will we see burpees then no times, and then next year four times? Or, I mean, how's this trend going to go?
Like in every other exponential type situation? No. I mean, I think for the most part, it's going to feel very similar. Like the Open workouts give this a similar response, you know, even if they're crafted slightly differently. So I don't think we should look for anything to be too drastically different. I think there'll be small wrinkles that add intrigue and get conversation going and, you know, keep it somewhat interesting, just different enough while keeping the basic steady framework that it's had since the beginning.
And, you know, just to clarify, I wanted to look this up. The Open registration begins this Thursday. So that's 2 days from when we're recording. And tomorrow, for you guys who are listening to the podcast,
it's Thursday the 12th.
Thursday the 12th. Yeah, that's very soon. Not that it changes much. It just makes it a little bit more real. And that's 44 days then till the start of the Open, I believe.
To Ben's favorite time of year.
Gosh.
Ben just turns into a huge stress ball, you guys. If we could get you in the room during these and after these Open workouts, you never seen a grown man cry like that.
I mean, I text you like, hey, are you sure you're going team? Are you sure you're going team? Because I need a couple people off the leaderboard in front of me. You going team? Come on, dude. Please tell me you're going team. Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I'm hoping to not be the same way this year, but I mean, I've gotten a little bit better. You could ask Steph. That being said, I still got a lot of room for improvement when it comes to letting go of some of that stress.
Yeah, and you might just be an odd year guy. In 2015, you were what, top 10 in the Open,
like
right?
Five or six.
Fifth
or something.
Or six, yeah. So maybe that's this year.
But they had that heavy workout. So it skews everything.
You crushed everybody.
Yeah, it skews everything.
You got a first in that, didn't you?
No, I didn't get first, but I got something like that. But you know what? The Metcon beforehand was toes to bar and the power snatch and deadlift, mm-hmm. you know? And for some reason, I was just pulling really, really well that day. And my toes to bar are solid enough because my grip is pretty good. That just like, I think the deadlift into the snatch wore out people who are maybe typically good at toes to bar.
Right.
Right. And so my grip just basically took over and I was able to kind of moderate that enough to be able to get through. So, you know, it was a good year, and who knows, maybe for some other reason I was better, you know, than I am now. Whatever. I think that when I look at the Open, I'm really curious what's gonna happen on the ladies' side. I feel like that's the climate that's always shifting is the girls, right? Like who's gonna come out of the Open, like who's gonna win the Open, right? Like Sam was close to winning the Open last year, but she didn't win the Open, right? It was that girl from like the South
New Zealand, right?
Yeah, or South African team or something like that. I think.
And she was on a team and did it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so it's just weird to kind of see that. And it's kind of fun. And then last year on the men's side, it was Noah Olsen who won the Open.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I like seeing who wins the Open.
Yeah. I mean, because that's like a whole nother level of competitor, right? There's guys that are training to win the games, guys that are training to win the region. And then, you know, a lot of those same people aren't trying to win the Open. Like, some of them are like Noah is. I think Rich always wants to win the Open, you know, even though he says he doesn't. I think deep down he does. But then there's guys who are just focused on, hey, I'm just going to get through the Open. You know, they're good enough that they don't really need to.
Like really a Ben Smith, maybe, right? Like I feel like Ben's like smart enough. He's just like, the Open's the Open. Like whatever.
Yeah. I've never seen Ben really.
In the second of the games, first of the games, whatever, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Even when you watch him when he's the demo guy for the Open, like last year at the ranch, you know, he's got him and Frazier and Rich are there. Right.
He's like, whatever.
Ben's like, whatever, man. Yeah. he did it. I mean, he still had a great time. I mean, faster than I did it, faster than you did it. But like Frazier was really, he had an axe to grind. He was, you know, motivated to win that workout.
He's
win
taking
the
momentum
Open.
From the Open into regionals and from regionals into the games. Like he's trying to build like as much of that.
And Ben is like a little more, you know, he's just, I don't know what you call it, but maybe big picture, you know. I feel like Frazier lives in the moment. Like every workout is like, I'm winning this workout no matter what. Same thing with Sigma's daughter. She's like that.
Agreed.
She just doesn't quite have the same
engine.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it's like durability. Frazier just seems incredibly durable.
Yeah.
Like he can just do that over and over and over again. But
I hate him for it.
Yeah. He shouldn't be that small and that strong.
What are you going to do?
It's crazy. What are you going to do? You're going to throw huge objects at him. Be like, hey, flip these.
Yeah.
Carry these.
Yeah, exactly. Over and over and over again. And eventually.
That's the only way you can stop that guy is just throw a big, heavy sleds at him, big, you know, refrigerators that you got to flip and logs that you have to carry. That's the only thing. That's the only chink in his armor. He's just so good.
Yep. Well, I don't know. I'm just curious to see where you end up after having ankle surgery. You know.
Yeah, the whole ankle is all cleaned up, dude. It's feeling good.
Yeah, maybe better than last year.
Could be better than last year.
Right.
I don't know though. I don't feel as good a shape as last year. Remember last year we were doing a lot of like the Spartan training, a lot of running.
None of that, right?
I haven't done really any of that. So engine was real good last year. But we'll see. You never know. We got a lot of good guys at our gym too, a lot of good girls. I'm going to have a hard time even keeping up with my own gym, let alone keeping up with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the same boat right now.
But I think of all the years we've been partners in crime, I think you've only beat me at the Open once.
Uno. One time. I've been keeping track.
Yeah.
I'm trying to double my wins. Well, we'll see. You guys, short show today because we're getting ready and geared up to go to Wadapalooza. If you guys are out there, you'll definitely see us up in the DJ booth. We've got 2 hours in the DJ booth that's towering over the entire venue on Friday. We've got 4 hours on Saturday and then another 2 hours on Sunday. So it's going to be off the hook.
Yeah. Come say hi to us. And if you guys aren't there, but you want to hear from specific athletes that are competing at Wodapalooza or you know are going to be there, just put it on Instagram, you know.
Yep.
We'll be there and we'll have the opportunity to pull a lot of people up and hear from them during the course of the competition. So,
and we're still hoping if anybody has an in with The Rock, you can make it happen. Like, we don't know what you have to do, but if you got an in with The Rock, we want to meet him while we're in Miami.
Yeah. I heard his agent was looking for extras for ballers, and I think we fit that. We fit that mold.
So I guess they're going to call us here pretty soon, so yeah. We don't actually have to look for them. All right, guys. Thanks for listening at BTB Podcast on Instagram. And then you guys can check us out on Twitter and Snapchat, which we aren't using all that much right now. But I think we might have somebody out there for media this weekend. So just kind of take a look. And then the other thing is you guys go on iTunes and just leave us a review. It helps us climb the charts. It lets people know just how good this show is. We appreciate everything. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.